Welcome to Generations Friends. Kevin Swanson with you, Executive Director for Christian Home Educators, also a pastor. But the reason I broadcast from my basement here in Elbert County, Colorado, I'm a father of five. We homeschool our children out here. And I've been homeschooling for a couple of generations, since 1969. I've been part of this movement for almost 40 years now. And, you know, over the years, we've seen a lot of positive press on home education. Our homeschoolers are winning spelling bees, geography bees. Last year was the first year homeschoolers took national prizes in just about every one of these academic national contests. Incredible homeschoolers have been doing. Remember Tim Tebow also. He was the first sophomore to take home the Heisman Trophy. Just happened last December. And USA Today called him a fabulous athletic talent who was homeschooled. So right there in the middle of USA Today, we catch a reference to homeschooling in positive light. Wikipedia gives this brief summary of Tebow's life. His mother, Pam, suffered infection with a pathogenic amoeba while pregnant with Tim, and an abortion was recommended by her doctors. She chose to go through with the pregnancy, and all of the Tebow children were homeschooled by their mother, who worked to instill the family's deep Christian beliefs all along the way. Sports Illustrated also added the comment, homeschooled by missionary parents who ran an orphanage in the Philippines. Tebow took advantage of a Florida state law to play for Nice High School, about 90 miles from the University of Florida campus. And if you saw the speech he gave at the awards ceremony, you heard him say, I want to put God first and put my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ first because he gave me this ability. So, a great testimony from a great guy who's won the Heisman Trophy, first sophomore ever to win it, homeschooled, of course. Well, but lately, all right, with all the positive press, we're also seeing the negative press. Seem to be doing about neck and neck now. Positive and negative press on homeschooling. We've had four to five national stories that might put homeschooling in a negative light. We talked about the Garfield County raid on the homeschool family that occurred, 2 weeks ago now. The Matthew Murray massacre out here in Colorado. Also, there's this woman in Washington, D.C. that was reportedly a homeschooler, accused of murdering her four kids. Actually, she was a public schooler who yanked her kids out 4 months before she reportedly killed them. And also, you know, folks, here's the deal. We got 2 million homeschooled kids in America today. They perform on average 30 to 40 percentile points above the national average and nationally standardized tests. So they did real good academically. All right? They take home far more of the academic honors on average than their counterparts from public and private schools. Okay, that's the deal. But you got 2 million of these people. And not all of them are going to be angels. All right? Out of 2 million kids, you're liable to get a really bad kid. That's just the way it works. I mean, it starts out with man having a heart problem. Okay, number one. That's the first problem. We got a heart problem. The Bible says our heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. And you know, some homeschooled kids will kill. So how are we going to defend the reputation of home education? Well, one of our presuppositions is that the government shouldn't really control everything. And the government, when it controls education, it basically turns it to mud, sort of like the Midas touch. Remember how the King Midas, everything he touched turned to gold? Well, the government kind of has a mud touch. If it controls the church, if it touches the church, it's going to turn the church into mud. If it tries to control the family or education, it's going to turn the family and education into mud. So, effectively, government control is not the solution. That's what we've been saying. And actually, when you pull all government controls away from education, as they have with homeschooling, wow, incredible things happen. Homeschoolers, on average, go, you know, 30 to 40 percentile points above the national average on nationally standardized tests. Incredible things happen when government gets its cotton-picking hands off of the things it's not supposed to control, like the family and education. Well, in just a moment, we're going to talk about this negative press and the intention of a lot of socialists, a lot of big government socialists in America want to control what happens in our homes and our home schools. I'm going to talk to Dr. Brian Ray about this rising trend of negative press. That's next on Generations. My name is Kevin Swanson.
With literacy rates falling and American schools approaching third world nation status in math and science, parents everywhere are concerned, and they're getting involved. That's why tens of thousands of families across the state of Colorado have turned to home education. For over 20 years, Christian Home Educators of Colorado has hosted an annual conference designed to encourage and inspire families anywhere along the path, from beginners to veteran homeschoolers. Throughout the year, they offer special introductory seminars, retreats, graduations, a news magazine, and a satellite school to aid in the required record keeping. CHECK also offers a bookstore complete with the best resources, tapes, and curriculum, all of which has been carefully chosen to equip and supplement your homeschool program. To learn more about CHECK, visit their website at chec.org.
And we're back on Generations Friends today talking about homeschooling in the press. And we have seen both positive and negative coverage of homeschooling. With me is the national expert on home education, Dr. Brian Ray. And I say that, and I really mean it, Brian. You know more about homeschooling. You have researched more about homeschooling than anybody else and probably the world today. Welcome back to Generations.
Thank you, Kevin. Good to be here.
Hey, Brian, you've seen the press. You watch the press. And, in fact, I see your name quoted by all sorts of press. And what was your overall impression as to what is happening with homeschooling in the press today? Are we getting more negative press than ever before?
Yeah, you said today, Kevin, so I'm going to mention that that actually over the several years, 20 years, I would say overall, there was pretty good, positive, honest reporting on homeschoolers, homeschool families, homeschool community. You know, there's always a little, you know, where the journalist says, well, I've got to go get another balanced view. And then some professor says, well, I'm concerned about socialization and the ability of the child to become an autonomous adult. Of course, anybody can say he's concerned about anything without any empirical evidence to support it. So overall, it's been pretty positive. I would say in the last few months, there does seem to be a little bit of a turn in terms of negative kinds of stories, whether it's based on a proportionate reality or not. There does seem to be a little bit of a turn of negative stories.
Yeah, and you caught the article from the New York Times where the woman was reported to be homeschooling, but I'm not sure she was. The New York Times piece did say she was homeschooling, and she, of course, is accused of murdering her four children. That was a hit piece on homeschooling. What was your take on it?
That was a big one. Well, I would say that it reminds me a little bit back in the 80s. I was a doctoral student, and one of my professors was very tall, about 6 foot three, 6 foot four, and he married a short Asian woman, and I imagine they got married back in the 60s. And he said to me way back then, Brian, if you're going to study something like homeschooling, be ready from the academic world to get a lot of, in a sense, discrimination, sideways looks, and all those kinds of things. And I think what's happening is that any time a minority is involved in something, people inevitably and implicitly hold a higher standard. So anything that looks a little odd, they're going to link it to the minority. And so if it's a family that was allegedly homeschooling or is homeschooling, that's going to be the connection. They'll also say there's not only a connection, they'll say, you know, there must be a causal relationship. And that's what we're seeing in these stories, is that, well, okay, if they were homeschooling, then probably because of homeschooling, therefore, this person did an evil thing. That's kind of my take on it.
And as you know, it's very, very hard to establish these causal relationships. You could just as well say he was a member of the Chess Club Players of America, or, you know, he was a lacrosse player or something.
That's
so
exactly
therefore,
right.
he's got to be violent.
And I would add just a tidbit that the latest I saw, I haven't been able to document all this carefully, is that one of the four children was allegedly homeschooled. The next thing I found out from a pretty reliable source is that that child was actually in a charter school that might, to some people, look like homeschooling, but what many within the homeschool community know, that's government school at home, and there is supposed to be connection and accountability and responsibility between the family that's running a little public school in their home and the public school system. So at this point, I'm not sure, even in this case, whether these were, quote, legitimate or even in practice real homeschoolers.
Well, now we have the other story, Brian, the story that unfortunately occurred in our state here in Colorado, where Matthew Murray, who was indeed homeschooled for all of his life, murdered four people in two different ministries in the state. And, of course, the media was all over the homeschool angle. I was right in the middle of it. And why do you think the media went for this as hard as they did? Why did they take the homeschool angle on this? I mean, there's a lot of public school kids out there that have murdered people. We hardly ever read that, you know, public school kid Joe Schmo blew away two more people at a Omaha mall this morning. You don't read that.
Yeah, well, within the institutional schools, in particular public schools, that's ho-hum news now, you know.
Yeah.
And I think also, Kevin, let's just look at it a little bit philosophically. let's face it, over 90, probably at this point, I'll just make up statistics on the run here, well over 99% of people who are adults right now went to institutional schools, you know, and about 88% of those attended public schools. So that's all people know. That's the norm. That's reality. People, I think, by nature are conservative, and I'm not talking political here. They just kind of know what they know, and they think anything different must be very suspect.
Okay.
So as soon as you have somebody who was homeschooled do something, you know, all the alerts are going to go up. It's human nature, and say, well, that must be why, you know, if only. Of course, if they stop to think, if only he'd been public schooled, what in the world is going on in public schools? You know, higher rates of drug use, higher rates of premarital sex, higher rates of, you know, all these kinds of things. But people are not scientific or really logical, usually, in their thinking.
Sure, sure.
That's what's going on. And also, Kevin, I think on the point of the press and the media, their life is based on news. And news, I'm sorry to say, for a lot of them means a new angle to get excitement out of the reader.
Mm.
I just say that. I mean, I don't mean that of all journalists. Okay, there are a lot of legitimate, well-intentioned, decent journalists. But the reality is they want a new angle, and that's how they get it.
Yeah. In fact, I came up with a statistic. 700 mothers, unfortunately, kill their children each year. And if, you know, that percentage was brought into the homeschool population, we would expect something like 28 homeschool moms to be killing. And certainly we're not seeing that kind of rate.
No, I'm not picking that anywhere, not in even the news.
Yeah.
Secondly, I think it's important to point out, although research is what I do, and I don't mean to idolize it or put it on a pedestal, but in this age of scientism, when people say in our society, our advanced society, that really you should have research to support certain claims, that does not exist in any way, shape, or form. The evidence, empirical evidence, that homeschoolers are even connected in a correlational sense any more than anybody else with these evil acts.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have, just for the fun of it, you have to have at least a correlation to even start talking about a cause and effect relationship.
Right.
And it just doesn't exist.
We're just not seeing it here.
No.
Brian, this New York Times piece also quoted a professor of social sciences from some university, and this is the quote. School officials are society's best watchdogs.
Oh my God!
Did you catch that?
I read that. I read it. You know, I would say I'm not going to quote the name because I might get the wrong one. I think I know who it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the question is, historically, is that supposed to be? I mean, your listeners know we're supposed to ask what should be. Should that be one of the major roles of government-run schooling, to be a watchdog looking for evil acts by parents?
Yeah.
The historical answer is no. They were supposed to be, they're supposed to be reading, writing, arithmetic, a little science, and so forth. Of course, we know that's not all they did. I mean, they also indoctrinated all kinds of views, but to think of them as the watchdog, that is the last 20 or 30 years of thinking.
It sounds a little Orwellian to me.
Very Orwellian. Mm-hmm. And I think I saw one homeschool leader point out, I thought this was excellent logic. If that's a main purpose of public schools, then during the summer vacation, 3 months long, during the winter holiday, not Christmas, of course, then the spring break, we've got to put video cameras in the homes of all public school families because we got to watch for them.
Brian, don't give them any ideas.
Okay, I didn't say that, did I?
Yeah. And, of course, the public school teachers have their problems, too. I mean, you got a lot of teacher abuse stuff happening. It seems like I'm catching that in the news about every other day. Maybe even more than we're seeing in terms of, you know, parents abusing children. I don't know. I haven't compared.
And sadly, I mean, this is all sad and tragic, what we see happen in our culture. A research based on a federal survey of thousands and thousands and thousands of schools and so forth about 5 years ago showed that sexual abuse and harassment by public school personnel is at least 10% of all public school students, and the research said they're quite confident it's far underreported. I mean, the facts are really tragic, and that's what we see going on there, and it's very difficult to watch this.
And, of course, the assumption that's made by a lot of these folks is that government really can provide all the solutions to prevent any bad things from ever happening. But the problem is oftentimes when the government gets very involved in these sorts of things and they become the watchdog at every street corner and every home and every school, et cetera, they can make things even worse.
Well, it can. I think part of the reason is that it's like a codependence with alcoholics. If the family's friends and the family's extended family think, oh, you know, the government agencies will take care of it. They'll commend the doer of good. They'll punish the evildoer, and they'll prevent evil. Why do we need to bother? We just let somebody else do it. So that really takes responsibility off mom and dad, husband, wife, extended family, and neighbor, friends. We're the ones who are supposed to watch each other, encourage each other, exhort each other, challenge each other, confront each other. But if you think the government's going to do it for you, I think you're going to see more evil things done. Because the government can't keep up. It can't catch up.
We are speaking with Dr. Brian Ray from the National Home Education Research Institute on the public perception of home education in the media and even wider. Brian, as you think about the average neighbor who lives by the average homeschooler, what do you think is the average perception today in the minds of the average person as to homeschooling?
All right. I do the research. I travel around. I talk with people on airplanes. I talk with people at gas stations. I love talking with people at gas stations. And I would say, for those who know homeschool family, it's by far a positive, very positive impression. They say, oh, I know a homeschool family. They live three houses down from us. And, yeah, the kids they seem happy. They might seem a little conservative or a little different, but they're happy. Their eyes are bright. The parents care a lot about their kids. They spend time with them. They seem like they'll talk with me as an adult. A lot of other kids won't talk to me. I think the impression overall is very positive.
Yeah.
Amongst the general public and the what you might call the layman, the laywoman, I think it's a pretty positive impression.
Now, I'd like to get into the area, Brian, of PR, public relations, you know, because, you know, I have run into some folks in my state, as a leader here in my state, who are not always perhaps putting on the best approach to dealing with government officials and the media when it comes to homeschooling. And perhaps maybe you could give us some input on that. I'm thinking of a story recently here in Colorado where a fellow was invaded by some government agencies and his son was pulled out and put into medical care. Turned out not to be all that big of a deal, but the whole thing got really blown out of proportion on the part of everybody, okay? I don't think it had to happen that way. Now, again, I don't want to excuse the government officials for what they did. I don't think they should have done what they did. They really imposed upon this family this kind of medical care, and they didn't need to. It just did not need to happen as far as I was concerned. And yet, it seems to me that the government sometimes goes after some of these eccentric sort of folks, the paranoid, the folks that have a hard time interacting, you know, with others and perhaps with the government officials in that particular county. How do you think people should learn to deal with the social services and with government agencies and with their neighbors, especially if they're somewhat suspect? How would you recommend they deal with them?
Yes, and I think it's important to remember that because you homeschool, even though there's a general positive impression in the public, with government officials and those who think they know better, which is many government officials, there is a little bit of suspicion. So I was thinking of some terms here. One, it's always good, biblically, to be polite.
Yeah.
Okay? It's also good to be, if you're talking with people, be firm, be assertive. That doesn't mean aggressive.
Yeah.
That means know your position, know your rights in this place we call Republic. You don't need to grovel, but you do need to be polite and be wise. Now, I think it's really important for people to remember. And you know, you can go a little extra distance with a government official if you need to. Now, I want to quickly add, though, that if we overdo that, then we encourage the government officials who are supposed to be our public servants to treat us as if we have no rights. It's a very sad thing, but there's a balance. I won't go the whole story because it's a long story, but I have a very personal, first-hand knowledge of a police officer interacting with a young man when he was about 16. And the young man probably did everything right. He probably did not do anything illegal. But he asked for the officer's name, and that upset the officer. And the officer told him he had to do things he didn't have to do, and therefore he did not pass what many refer to as the attitude test.
Yeah.
Now, there's nothing illegal about not having the perfect attitude with an officer, but they will treat you as if you violated something, and they will, many times, make up charges. So you really have to watch it. You have to be spirit-led. You need to be polite, firm, and assertive, but if it looks like they're starting to stomp on you, sometimes you do have to stand up to it to help hold them accountable. It's really hard. It's not a simple thing.
And on the front end, it's good not to be confrontational.
No. At the front end, I would agree, Kevin. Definitely at the front end, polite.
Right.
And pay attention and listen and answer questions. But if you know for a fact that the agency or the agent is starting to go beyond and go beyond your rights in America, in a sense, it is your proper duty. To say no.
Yes, and I think the key thing you just said was know your rights.
Absolutely.
Be informed. Know what the homeschool law is in your state, and you should know it word for word, really.
Yes.
Because a lot of these guys don't know that. I just had a conversation with a social services worker yesterday where she didn't know the homeschool law. I was informative and helpful and friendly to her, and she thanked me. She said, "Thank you so much. I think I'll close this case." On this single mom that she was working with who happened to be homeschooling, and it was a friendly conversation. Everything ended. It was great, you know, but it was just I knew the law very well, and she really didn't know it too well. I try not to be, you know, too proud and overbearing with it, but she received it.
Yes, that's a good testimony, and it works many, many times. And I think another thing people to keep in mind, if you do get past that front end and things start getting a little bit, what shall we say, Not a good picture.
Yeah, a little sticky.
I would immediately find a way to have somebody be with you as a witness.
Yeah.
I mean, anytime, even if you're on the streets, you know, you just say, hey, Joe Citizen, can you come over here and watch what's going on? I'm sorry. I think most government officials try to do good things, but there are many who don't even know what the good thing is.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
They've kind of lost a sense for what is a right in America.
Well, Brian, we just have a minute or two left. I'd just like you to take a look at the future here. I know you're not a prophet, but what does the future look like? Do you think that we're going to have homeschool freedoms for years to come, or we still have some battles to fight?
I have a sense right now, Kevin, that we're going to have the freedoms, but I don't know what it is. I don't want to talk about feelings. You know, I'm a researcher. I'm not supposed to have feelings.
Yeah.
But I have a sense from little tidbits I'm getting here and there that the pressures are on. The pressures are coming. I just watched one. There is one state in the Midwest today. The legislator introduced a horrible bill that would control homeschooling. I know it's just on the verge in many places. So absolutely every homeschooler, every person who believes in parental rights that are biblical or constitutional needs to be on the alert and active all the time. If we lose the freedoms we have with raising our children, and let's just face it, it's teaching, training, and indoctrination, whether they're in public school, homeschool, or private school. If we lose those rights in a place like America, you basically lose everything, because what the children are taught and believe will affect how they think and believe and act in the future in this nation. So I don't think it's a real simple picture coming up. I don't think it's a great picture either.
It could depend on who gets elected president of the United States.
It could be that.
That's critical.
And all kinds of little things, but that does have an effect, absolutely.
Yeah.
The Moldy Pulpit has an effect.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Brian Ray from NHER.org on the web. Be sure to check out his website, National Home Education Research Institute. Brian, thanks again for joining me on Generations. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
You're welcome. I enjoyed it, Kevin.
I say thank God for homeschooling in America. And folks, if you're not homeschooling right now, you need to check this thing out. One of the best ways you can do that is by getting my book, Upgrade, The 10 Secrets to the Best Education for Your Child. I talk about what really makes homeschooling tick. In my book, Upgrade, you get a copy of my book by calling 877-842-CHECK. Call today, 877-842-CHECK, if you'd like an upgrade for your child's education. You can interact with the program, folks, by emailing me at host@kevinswanson.com. And you can hear the program anytime, anywhere in the world, at kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we lay down a vision for the next generation.